As you walk into the Sackville Food Bank these days, there are stacks of boxes filled with non-perishable food for kids. The boxes are part of a summer program by Food Banks Canada meant to supply kids who normally rely on school-based food programs to supplement their diet. Sackville Food Bank coordinator Heather Patterson says the bags will in turn be supplemented with a variety of fresh and non-perishable food locally before being distributed to kids in the area. But that distribution can be challenging. Without schools there to get the food to kids who need it, the Sackville Food Bank is relying on its current clients and others to reach out. They've also offered the food bags through local day camps, though with Mount A camps supplying lunches through dining services, they've been few and far between.
The reason we do that, Food Banks Canada does this, and the reason we do it is when in the summertime, some kids don't have access to healthy food. They don't have access to their breakfast programs, and they don't have access to their lunch programs. So for some kids, summer is really hard. So that's the point of this, is to supplement some of that. And I mean, it looks like a fair amount of food, but when you're a kid at home all summer, it's not a lot of food.
During the school year, the Sackville Food Bank runs the Food for Thought program, which provides bagged lunches and snacks for the three Sackville schools. Patterson says once she met Tantramar Regional High School teacher Melanie Ball, who runs a pantry program at the high school, she decided to put her volunteer power behind supporting the efforts to feed school kids, and Food for Thought was born.
And she told me that there are kids sleeping on people's couches and maybe in apartments by themselves, kids who haven't graduated from high school, and they're not working because they're in school. So how they make ends meet, I have no idea. So I said, well, what do you think about us helping you with this program? So I applied for a grant to the foundation, and they gave us $22,000 to start the program. So now we've used a lot of that. We still get donations from time to time. And we make sure they have food as well, the food bank does. And the FDA has started delivering to us for the high school, the Food for Thought program. So that's pretty great.
Patterson says the Sackville Food Bank's regular operations are busier than ever, with volunteers packing boxes and bags for households representing 230 individuals. Since September of 2021, 66 new households have signed up to the food program. When the pandemic began, the food bank started a low-contact pickup system, as well as deliveries, which have become permanent. The operation runs every Wednesday morning, with clients alternating the week they come for pickup. About 10 volunteers sort and pack the boxes, says Patterson.
So these are this is the kind of stuff that we put in. So this is a typical family box. Cereal, rice, tomatoes, canned tomatoes, pastas in a can, cans of soup, cans of veg, and, you know, the old favorites, Kraft dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's always, and peanut butter and apple juice we usually give. And then in our frozen stuff, our fresh or frozen stuff, we always give milk, cheese, eggs, margarine, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we always make up a fresh produce bag and a dairy bag or a protein bag.
Yeah. That goes along with this.
Yeah. So it's always a lot of stuff to carry.
How do people get on the list to be participants?
Just show up. That's all they have to do. Show up. And then we give them a registration form, which they bring back the next time they come. They can come twice a month. So every 2 weeks they can come and they can get their food. We don't turn anyone away. We ask them to do the registration form, and it does report income, but we're not saying, no, you make too much money, because we know how hard it is for families right now, and so they can just come. Yeah. We get calls all the time from people saying, I want to sign up. I say, well, just show up on Wednesday between 9 and 11, and, you know, we'll give you some food.
The food bank also coordinates deliveries to people without access to transportation. Patterson says the food bank is taking on a new project that will actually make it easier for people to get access to food on short notice without waiting for a Wednesday morning pickup or delivery. Patterson is in the process of finding funding and planning for a community cupboard, a place where people can pick up some extra food items at any time.
Our clients are welcome to use it too, but mostly it would be for people who are not our clients. They don't need the full services of a food bank. But by the end of the week or before the next paycheck comes in, they may find themselves short of something. And so it's a cupboard, and we're maybe hoping to branch out into a fridge as well. That's a little more complicated, obviously, because we need electrical outlets, and we need an insulated box if we're going to put a freezer in it or fridge in it. So, it will be anybody who needs help can go and get it. I've been talking, as I think I told you, I've been talking to several other places that have done it. The NBCC class, I think it was World Issues, I can't remember, but they built one in Riverview, and they're keeping it stocked. And what they're finding is as often as people go to get food, there's other people coming to donate. So it's really, really kind of nice.
Right.
There seems to be a bit of a movement afoot in the Maritimes. I don't know whether it's across Canada because I'm not accessing them, but I've spoken to people in Dartmouth, Dorchester, and Monk and Riverview, all who have done this in the last few years. And so it seems to be well used. And, you know, the first thing I hear from everybody to whom I mention this, what about vandalism? Well, Amherst is the other one. Amherst has had a food bank for years and years and years. A food cupboard for years and years and years. And only once did they have any vandalism. So I don't think vandalism's a problem. None of the other places have reported any. So fingers crossed it won't happen here either. Yeah.
Patterson says she's looking into possible locations for the community cupboard, including at the Sackville Commons or at the Tantramar Civic Center. She says she needs skilled volunteers to help build the structure for the cupboard and is currently pursuing funding opportunities to pay for it. She says if she can get both, the cupboard could open and start distributing food in the fall. Patterson is a dedicated volunteer at the food bank and even calls it her happy place. But ultimately, she would like to see the need for food banks disappear, even as costs are growing quickly and increasing that need.
A family of four will see an increase of almost $1,000 a year in food. And when our folks are living, you know, many of our clients are working poor. So they've got part-time jobs or they've got seasonal jobs. And they don't have room to add $1,000 to their grocery bill. So we've revamped our list of things that we give out, and we're giving a few more things that people need. And so we're hoping that, you know, we're filling that gap for them, and they won't need to struggle the way they, you know, I mean, we hear stories about how the mom is feeding the kids, but she's not eating herself, or she has one meal a day because the kids need to be fed first, and she needs to make lunches for schools and that kind of thing. It just breaks your heart when you realize that in a country like Canada, we shouldn't need to have those situations, right? We should have people with a basic income level that they can count on. And that's a plug for one of my favorite causes, is a guaranteed annual income, or basic income, as it's known. It just makes so much sense in so many ways. And all the evidence, you know, tells us that there are better health outcomes, better legal outcomes, less conflict with the law, less drug abuse, less family violence. Everything's better with a basic income, not just food.
That's Heather Patterson, director of the Sackville Food Bank.